Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, so Liverpool seemed to time it right with the substitution of Daniel Sturridge last night. A little bit of quality from him forced the opening and a 1-0 win after a scrappy affair. But that's a moment that the Reds fans will remember. Let's catch up with former Reds striker John Durnin. Morning, Durns.
Good morning, Steve.
Perspective on the game?
Deserved to win, but not a classic. They never are, really. First half an hour, weren't even in the game. Second half, I think we completely dominated control of the game. Stats tell you that as well. And you'll take a 1-0 win like that any day of the week.
And I know you're not the greatest Daniel Sturridge fan, but actually what he did there was... Well, it opened it all up, really, wasn't it? And there hadn't been enough attempts on goal.
Well, that's what he's capable of. We've said that. He just doesn't do it consistently. He's not... He's come back from another injury. So you've got to question, obviously, how tough he is and what his capability are to sustain the whole season. But I thought he might have gone on a bit earlier, but the simple fact, Origi was absolutely atrocious, wasn't he? I think Origi was non-existent. Firmino was better second half. But you look at Origi the whole game, and I don't think he'd done anything right. So that's why I thought Sturridge might have been a bit put on a bit early, because he couldn't have done any worse.
Liverpool did struggle in that first half to sort of get to grips with the game.
Yeah, I think obviously Everton, you put pressure on them as such. When I said you weren't really in the faces, I think it was down to a lot more Liverpool, I think, being a bit tentative. The passes weren't as crisp. They were sort of like second guessing the pass, and it enabled Everton to just be right in front of the face. But it wasn't so much Everton dominated where they were always in our face. I think if you look at the game, I think some of the passing from us was absolutely terrible, and I think it took us enough 35, 40 minutes to wake up.
A different way of winning, I suppose, for Liverpool. Everyone's used to the sort of crisp pressing, you know, tactics that Liverpool have cultivated. All of a sudden, they have to be involved in a scruffy one, but they do it a different way.
Well, you take that, Steve. But let's be honest. I think everyone more or less expected it wasn't going to be a great game. A typical derby. No one wants to lose. No one wants to give anyone any ground. And like I said, I think the fact that Liverpool had the better quality, that's shone through, and that one is the game. But like I said, a derby, you take a derby win any way you can. And like I said, it's not going to be one of them classic games where everyone's going to enjoy it. It's going to be nail-biting stuff, and you're not really going to enjoy it until the final whistle goes and you've won the game.
Ross Barkley, very lucky to stay on the field for his challenge on Jordan Henderson.
Oh, it was a disgusting challenge. I know it's a derby, but I mean, Jordan Henderson, you've got to give him absolute praise to come out and speak like that. I mean, fair play to the guy. Utter respect for him for that. But it was I'm not being funny, a career-defining tackle. If his foot planted on the floor, his leg snapped, and who knows what is how long it'd take to get back. But it was a disgusting challenge. He knew exactly what he was doing. It wasn't late. And I can't believe he never got sent off.
Just in terms of what it means for Liverpool and whether, you know, that sort of reignites that title talk. If they'd lost yesterday, I think the conversation would have been, oh, it's too far and Chelsea have got, you know, too much of an advantage there. But, you know, lots of the papers writing today. Chelsea are on red alert now because Liverpool have just closed the gap a little bit. Do you see the Reds really putting a proper title challenge in?
Well, in a way, they surprised me, Steve, because I spoke to you last week and a good, really good team bounced back from disappointment. And they've had that. They had that with Bournemouth. They had that with West Ham. And I spoke to you last week saying I wasn't sure about the Middlesbrough game. Well, they've gone to Middlesbrough. You know, they've won away twice. And now they've come here. You know, after last night, it's 6 points from the last two away games. And that's a bounce back capability. That. And if you've got that in your locker, I mean, you've got to be title contenders.
Oh, so you do truly feel that they've got it within themselves?
Well, I mean, Stoke, you'd like to think we'll win. You beat Stoke. Anyone at home, you'd like to think we're going to win. But it tells me if you beat Stoke and then you've got Man City, and Man City aren't in great shakes at the moment, and Man City won't want to relish coming to Liverpool, I'll tell you that now. So, if you win them two games, I'm telling you now, I think you close the gap on Chelsea. I think Chelsea might get a slip up somewhere along the next two, three games. At least, you know, a draw thrown in. But we've got to keep winning. And if you've got your own games to come and you keep winning your own games, that's the pressure you've got to do, Steve.
I suppose if you get to the end of the season and you are in contention, you look back at a game like this Everton one and think, you know, hugely important. What a moment in the season.
Well, you're looking back at the title-winning teams of Man United. How many games did they win 1-0, score in the 85th, 89th, 90th minute? I mean, then games sometimes they completely dominate a game, but it's all like dominate a game. You still got to put the ball in the net. And great teams do that. They persevered. Liverpool, the team in the 80s, how many times did they win the game in the last 10 minutes of a match? It was continuously, it was constant. And that's the sign of a true, really true good team.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Dave Prentice, sports editor of the Liverpool Echo. Morning, Preno.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Thank you. At short notice. Filling in there for Alan Stubbs. Goodness me. What's happened to the man?
Second best to Stubbs today. What's going on in the world?
It could be worse. Everton's wait for a derby win goes on, Preno.
Well, it's absolutely frightening, isn't it? I did a piece for today, which just reflecting on it. It's a worst run since I was a child in the 70s. That, you know, so... 7 year stretch that was finally ended by Andy King's goal in the 78 derby. It's approaching that now, and I think part of the problem is Everton do have some kind of mental block when it comes to facing Liverpool these days, and it's a mental barrier they've got to overcome. First half performance last night was decent. I thought they more than matched Liverpool. I think they actually dictated the game.
Absolutely.
But they couldn't maintain that intensity. Losing James McCarthy was such a big blow. And second half, you saw the goal was coming from a long time before it did. And I don't think in the end many people could have, you know, complaints about the outcome.
You use that word intensity, and it was in the first half from the Blues. I thought they dominated in many areas. Thought McCarthy, and I still think Gay, whenever I see him, is brilliant. I mean, the amount of tackles he puts in, the work rate from that guy. So the two in the centre of the park were doing the business for Everton.
Exactly. That was the platform which that performance came from. And like I say, losing James McCarthy was, you know, such a blow. I mean, hopefully it's nothing too significant, but he was pointing at his hamstring, which is always a concern. And Gareth Barry, good player though he is a very different type of player to McCarthy. You know, he uses positional sense and, you know, his old head. You know, getting around the park, you know, he can't produce the same kind of energy and aggression that McCarthy produced. And when you've got that alongside of just a guy who I thought was top man, like you say, you know, that allowed Everton to disrupt Liverpool's rhythm, you know, to get at them, to stop them having possession. And unfortunately, you know, when Barry was on, he was sitting a little bit deeper. Liverpool enjoyed more possession. And as we've seen so many times this season, they're very, very good at using that possession well.
If you just watch Gay himself, and if you try and just watch him and not the ball, his work rate, his ethic is unbelievable. And yet he never looks tired.
He does, yeah. It's going to be a huge miss for Everton when he goes to the African Nations Cup because, you know, so much of the good performances this season have been set by him. He sets a tone. He wins back possession for them quickly. And he's got a bit of quality as well. You know, he's not just a ball winner and a destroyer. He does actually, you know, create things as well. So, yeah, he has been great. One of the success stories of this season so far. And like I say, a big miss when he does disappear for that month.
Great passion from the crowd. It was befitting of a Merseyside derby. Ross Barkley showed brilliant passion as well from himself in the game. But, you know, you can't really defend his challenge on Jordan Henderson at the same time.
No, he was lucky to get away with it. I didn't think he had one of his better games, to be honest. Everything he was trying wasn't quite coming off, and maybe he allowed a little bit of frustration to get the better of him. It was late, and credit Jordan Henderson for his reaction afterwards. You know, not after the tackle, because he was understandably, you know, so irritated once he got back up to his feet. But, you know, post-match, when he didn't, you know, try and score any points against Ross Barkley, who's an international teammate of his. He just basically, you know, these things happen in Merseyside derby, let's get on with him. But yeah, he was fortunate. But equally, I thought Dejan Lovren as well, I'd echo what Ronald Koeman said. He had no need to run 40 or 50 yards to get involved, having already been on a yellow card. And whilst Mike Dean showed Seamus Coleman, you know, a yellow card for squaring up, he could have equally done exactly the same thing to Lovren. So, you know, hopefully Lovren will have learned a lesson from that. But yeah, I mean, it would never have happened if Barkley hadn't have thrown that challenge in. It was brutal, and he was very fortunate not to escape a red card.
Not many chances for Everton in the game in front of goal, but Funes Mori's got to do better with his headed opportunity.
I was talking to the lads in the office here before the game, and that was the one I fancied for, you know, a long shot first goal. Because he's so decent in the air, because Liverpool can be occasionally vulnerable in the air. I think it was the first corner Everton had, you know, 42 minutes in. And it was a great delivery by Barkley. And, yeah, it was a clear header. OK, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit of pressure he was under, but no, he should have done better. He certainly should have got it on target, and then, you know, who knows what might have happened then. But, you know, all in all, I don't think you can really disagree that Liverpool probably deserved it in the end of the night.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Good morning. Neil Atkinson could not have been wearing a bigger smile. It was like the sunshine came through the door, the studio door as he opened it, and it's still on his face now. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Steve.
Can you not take that off?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not anytime soon.
Is there a better way to win a derby?
I think you've got to be getting into the realms of fours and fives before you're gonna do a better one than a last minute winner like that. Well, not even last minute, 4 minutes into injury time, goal that turns it round for Liverpool. But if I say it was coming, it's the wrong way to phrase it. But there was no point in the game where I didn't think we were going to score all the way through. I thought we were going to score
even at 90 minutes.
Even at 90 minutes, I thought we were going to score. Yeah, and just to say that I'm not always like that. For instance, when we played West Ham and it was 2-2 on 75, I didn't think we were going to score. Right. I thought it was done. And it transpired that was the case. I'm not always right about this sort of stuff. In fact, I'm normally wrong, but I thought we're going to score. And I think the reason why is because Liverpool, and they've done it to a few sides this season, it isn't exclusive to Everton. Liverpool absolutely exhausted Everton. And I just thought at some point there was a lot of will on show and not a ton of quality from Everton. And I thought at some point that will just break. There's a point at which you're just like, oh no. And what I would say, it's something Andy Heaton actually said when we were leaving the grounds, was if that board had put up 4 minutes, Liverpool probably don't score in the 94th minute. But because the board put up eight, there was this thing around the whole ground where if that had been at home at Anfield and that board puts up eight, the whole ground would have been screaming, go on, lads, you're going to get one here. Whereas when the board put up eight, you had this impression, everyone in the ground was going, oh no, not 8 minutes. Because there was just that feeling that firstly it was coming, but also that Everton had worked really hard to hold out for as long as they'd held out, but that something had come, something had changed. And credit to the Liverpool manager, really, because I was very eager to see Daniel Sturridge come on 70, 75, but he's a much smarter man than me who remembers the fact that the goalkeeper was down for 8 minutes. So he's thinking to himself, right, there's still 15 minutes. When he brings him on, you can feel he brings him on late, but he actually brings him and Chan on to play a big 15 minutes. Whereas in my head, that big 15 minutes started 7 minutes ago. So there was, you know, loads and loads of little bits and pieces. And I just thought Sturridge would have a say, and he sort of did in the end.
It was actually his quality
that
changed it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is his quality. And I think that it's something for Liverpool to plan and build around over the Christmas period and then into January, that they've got Daniel Sturridge, and if they can get 10, 12 games out of Daniel Sturridge pretty close to his best, if Liverpool got 12 games out of Daniel Sturridge pretty close to his best, they'll win 10 of them. Because they've got all the other constituent parts in the football team. And I think that Everton's second half especially saw that last night. Liverpool's composure wasn't great first half. They spent far too much of the first half, Liverpool, I felt, trying to win the right to play rather than playing. And there was definitely an element of that where they felt that it was going to be a scrap, and then it was. But it wasn't that.
But they got their tactics right, Everton, didn't they? Let's face it, the first half hour, they did.
That's where they put the energy. And this is the other thing that keeps happening to sides that are playing Liverpool. They're putting all their energy in, they're putting an hour's worth of energy in half an hour at the start of the game. And then you're wondering why Liverpool come out second half and Everton can't get near them. Well, that's why. It's not that Liverpool have gone to some sort of higher tactical plane or are trying to do anything particularly different second half. It's that sides are putting all their energy in one part of the game to try to live with this Liverpool side and what it does. And Everton dominated that first half an hour, but they didn't really create anything. There's one header from a set piece, I think it's Funes Mori, where he should do better. But there wasn't that idea that, oh no, they're going to open us up. It was more the idea of, oh, we're all in a battle here and we just need to get out the other side of it. And it just became to me, as I say, watching it, I was thinking, at about 30 minutes, I was thinking, let's just get to half-time here. And not even because I thought we're going to concede, more because I thought the more they have to keep extending themselves just to get close to us, the more the gaps will open up. And Liverpool should score at the start of the second half. They're the better side by a billion miles. And then the game calms back down again into a bit more of a pattern. But as I say, you just thought it's going to come. And if Liverpool can get into the habit of doing that and accepting that, but add the composure of someone like Sturridge, get a Coutinho back, then and have options from the bench, then I think that, you know, those goals will come a little bit earlier sometimes. But knowing that you've got that goal in you, the 94th minute goal, because the opposition can't keep going, just can't keep doing this.
Did you feel Liverpool won in an entirely different way? Like last night.
Where's the one recently? Yeah, even more so than Sunderland. In that Sunderland, it was very much just a rearguard action from Sunderland, and then it was going from there. Everton first half were looking to press and push Liverpool and looking to hurt them, but they could never quite do it. So, this is Liverpool with the third choice centre half playing at Clavan, and Everton could not quite manage.
Who you like or don't?
I like him. He's a good player, but you know he's not Joel Matip, and I think not having Matip there slightly knocks that defence a little bit. But regardless, there wasn't some sort of tunnel. I thought, for instance, I very much like Jordan Henderson. I didn't think he was very good at all first half. I thought he was excellent second, and again got in, calmed down, came out and showed all the composure he's been showing recently and started to direct affairs rather than be buffeted by them.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Good morning. Let's do more reflection on the Merseyside derby win for Liverpool and speak with former Blues defender Alan Stubbs. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for joining me. Right, thoughts first of all. Excellent first half from Everton. Brilliant intensity shown by them. But what happened?
Well, I think it's very difficult to sustain that over 90 minutes. I thought the start of the game was what everybody expected Everton to do, to try and really, you know, take the game to Liverpool, press them, you know, high, hurry them into making mistakes, and to a certain extent that worked. But then on the flip side of that, you know, when they did have the ball, then the quality with that, then, you know, being honest, it lacked a little bit because they never had any sustained period where they could build up the play, because it just kept, the turnover was too quick.
They used that very direct approach looking for Romelu Lukaku. It seemed to work initially, and Lukaku seemed to be working harder. Maybe he's had fingers pointed at him recently, I don't know. It seemed to be working, but at the same time he almost needs someone around him.
Well, I think that was the problem, was because when Everton were pressing and they were having, you know, a relevant amount of success with that, but then the distances to Lukaku were getting too big, and when it did go up to him, they just didn't seem to be, or the proximity of players was not close enough to be able to build a play up the pitch.
So, do you enjoy it, Alan? I mean, I know you played them yourself, but watching that last night, is it easy to put yourself in their shoes and that sort of game that's unfolding?
You have to try and enjoy them. But, you know, that first half, that was... You know, that was how quick they can be and have been over the past. You know, the frenetic. You know, a lot of the times, how many times are we saying the morning after a derby game that it wasn't necessarily a lot of quality in the game? You know, and that obviously goes out the window because of the high intensity, the pressure, the tempo to the game. You know, what's at stake in the game? You know, sometimes, you know, you can take the ball away. And that's a typical derby.
I mean, losing at that time of the game, it's an absolute crusher, isn't it? I don't know how on earth the Everton players would have been feeling last night.
Well, I think Everton were the better team in the first half in terms of the way they pressed, and they had success in that and stopped Liverpool from playing. I think the second half, Liverpool, you know, they seemed to counteract Everton's pressing. Everton tied a little bit, I think it's fair to say, and then that created more space for Liverpool to play. And, you know, Liverpool, I've got to be honest, and it's not easy me saying this, but Liverpool have got better quality players than Everton at this moment in time.
Looking at some of the analysis this morning, and Ashley Williams has been singled out, if you like, for Mane's goal. From a defender's perspective and someone who understands the position, is that a bit unfair or not? Or was he dawdling?
I think it can be unfair, because I think you could look at a couple of points in the goal. You know, I don't think Rob Les was great. You know, I'm not too sure whether he could have necessarily saved the first one, but I think his reaction to get up and block the second one could have been better. I actually think he's seen it coming off the post and he's thought he was going to jump on it, and was surprised by how quick Mane reacted. And I thought that was more disappointing. As a defender, you'd always follow everything in, because you never know. And unfortunately, Mane's reactions was quicker than the Everton's defenders.
Well, when you get playing against that sort of pace as well, I mean, he is lightning, isn't he, Mane?
Yeah, you know, he's very quick. Technically, he's very good. I think he's given Liverpool a different dimension this year. But I think one of the biggest things that stands out is that his work rate and all. You know, because normally when you have a player that quick, he does, you know, his high intensity runs and his burst, and they're not necessarily, you know, ones that work really hard for the team. But as you know, he is. I think I've been very impressed by him. I've got to say, this season, you know, he's. I think he's given Liverpool a different dimension.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.